No increases in taxes or fees are in Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner's proposed city budget, but there are also no proposed layoffs. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, despite the spending cuts and consolidations, the city's fund balance takes a big hit in order to fill a multi-million dollar budget hole.
There are 42 vacancies right now in the Syracuse Police Department, 38 in the Fire Department. In this budget, none of them will be filled in the coming fiscal year as the city grapples with a $25 million budget gap. The controversial closing of a crumbling fire station and the consolidation of the City Bureau of Planning and Sustainability with Onondaga County's Planning Department, as well as across-the-board 3% cuts in every department, help. But it's not enough, according to Management and Budget Director Mary Vossler.
We started with 25, we're down to 18. We're still at a structural budget gap. We didn't get to close that gap down to where all our revenues were going to eat all our expenses. So we had to go into our fund balance to balance that out.
This proposed budget eats a third of the city's rainy day fund, and Vossler says that sends a disturbing message.
We've survived another year. Are we going to survive 2 years from now if we keep using 18 to 20 million? No. You'll use that up very quickly.
The biggest drain on the budget, health care costs for workers and retirees, many of whom leave the city workforce before 65, meaning the city has to cover all their expenses. Syracuse Common Councilors have to sign off on the spending plan before it becomes final. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.